BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website. The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm Daniel. I'm 17 and I'm from Birmingham. You might not know this, but my window cleaner's seen me naked. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills!
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Daniel is our show introducer. So this window cleaner...
So I was in the shower yesterday, like, as you do, and all of a sudden I just saw this huge shadow at the window, and I thought, what the hell is that? And it turned out it was just the window cleaner staring at me.
So you're in the shower.
Yeah.
You look up.
Yeah.
There's a man staring right back at you.
Yeah.
Was he properly staring as well? I mean, that's a bit creepy.
I think so. I think he was as much in shock as I was. I don't think he knew where to look.
Well, he could have looked away.
Well, I guess he could have, but maybe it was a good thing to look at.
What did you do?
I jumped out of the shower as fast as I could, but I slipped over.
This has turned into some kind of cartoon.
Yeah, I know.
Was there a banana skin on the floor?
No, sorry.
Did you have a chat with him? Was it an awkward situation? I imagine it was.
I had to hide in my room. Like, he knocked the door to get the money for cleaning the windows, and I just hid in my room.
So did you not pay him?
No, he can come back another time.
But it'll still be awkward.
It will be awkward, but maybe my mum will answer the door next time.
This is a bit like when a monkey saw me having a shower once in a jungle.
I think this needs explaining.
Well, I was staying in some rainforest somewhere, I think it was in Thailand, and they had one of those showers which is completely kind of, you know, just glass and opening out to the forest. Mm. And I looked out onto my balcony and there's a monkey looking straight at me while I'm in the shower. And not only that, but it is drinking my bottle of water at the same time as looking me straight in the eye.
Oh, well, your story beats mine.
I don't think it does, because at least I can't speak to the monkey, and he's not a human, so it makes it less awkward.
It is weird, though, even with animals. I feel uncomfortable being naked in front of animals.
And when has this happened?
No, I just mean, like...
No, when was the last time you were naked in front of an animal? Mine was the monkey in Thailand.
I don't want to say, actually.
What is it?
No, I was naked in front of an animal and I felt the need to cut myself because they just looked like... This cat looked like it was judging me.
Right, well, they are. They might not be able to speak, but it's in their eyes. So what exams are you revising for at the moment?
Chemistry, biology, psychology, all A2.
Oh, Daniel.
I know.
When's it all over?
The day after my 18th birthday, so I can't even go out for my 18th.
When's this?
My 18th is the 21st, and my last exam's the 22nd.
Boo.
I know.
You are going to go out after that, aren't you?
Yeah, I think we all are.
Do you need some motivation, Daniel, for your exams?
I could do with some motivation, yeah.
Right, you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Feeling better yet?
I'm feeling really good now.
You can do it, Daniel.
It's there. Take it.
I can feel it.
This is for everyone doing exams at the moment. You'll get there. Just got to believe, Daniel, you get me?
I get you, I'm believing.
On, Daniel.
Good to speak to you, Daniel.
Thank you.
Back to the revising, is it?
Yeah, back to chemistry.
Oh. Thank you very much for introducing the show today.
No problem, thank you.
Love you, bye.
I love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We have got David, who was with his girlfriend the other night, in the lounge, having a lie down, had to stop because the dog was there. You see? They do judge you. Hello, Georgia and Elliot. It's their second year anniversary, 2 year anniversary today, and they're stuck inside revising for their geography A level tomorrow together. Ah, oh, cute. Revising for their A level. Hope there's no dogs there. Also, we need to talk about the songs to lose to because a lot of people are getting involved with this. Yesterday, we were saying, we need a new song that they can play on sad sporting montages. Not just football. You'll be proud of me. I saw the first half last night.
Of the England game?
Then fell asleep.
Good. Yeah. Right.
Not much happened, did it?
The first half was probably the main half, to be fair.
Oh, so. Joking. Well, it got more boring than that.
We saw the goals, didn't you?
I did, yeah. Yeah, I did. Yeah. I saw the first goal.
Yeah.
So that wasn't all of the first half, was it?
No.
So I didn't make it all the way through the first.
No, you didn't.
Anyway, we need a song that isn't Oasis, Stop Crying Your Heart Out, or the other one is...
Or Streets Dry Your Eyes.
Those are the only ones they ever play on sad sporting montages, normally with sad-looking fans, sometimes shedding a tear. So we're trying to get another one on the go, and we're needing your input on this. And loads of people have been on the emails over the last 24 hours since we mentioned this.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, we have got... Amethyst off of Redditch, hello. Finished her exams for the day. Now cannot wait to play along with Innuendo Bingo. Water is ready and she's watching on the website. Hello, if you are just joining us on the Radio 1 website right now. Can you see us yet? Go to bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Joanne, hello, there we are. Joanne on Twitter has laptop at the ready. Ready to play. And Stu Baker is waiting for some bingo. His best part of the week. Today, playing along with Chris with the water, it's Rihanna off of Films. Hiya.
Hi.
You right?
Yes. You?
Yeah, when did you find out you were playing today?
About 10 minutes ago.
Okay, that's quite organised for us.
I was thinking that, actually. Normally it's 30 seconds.
Right, so you know what to do. You've played before and you love this game.
I love this game.
It's your favourite part of the week too.
It basically is.
Here we go.
It's Tuesday. It's 1:45. This is Innuendo Bingo.
So, we are ready with some Innuendo Bingo fun for Tuesday afternoon. Say hi if you're watching on the website on 81199. Ellie from the HUD, I'd always known as Huddersfield, says, Bio revision can wait. I have priorities. Innuendo Bingo comes first. All right. Ready, Chris?
Yeah.
Ready, Rihanna?
Yes.
Okay. Let's get into it. Tuesday's Innuendo Bingo. Right, everyone at home, maybe you're on a revision break at the moment. This is perfect for a revision break. Everyone in the studio, let's get your water ready. Take a big gulp of it.
Right.
That's it.
Hang on.
Okay. Alex in Devon. Give yourself 250 Scott Mills points. If you ever spot any bingo, that's what you get. You award yourself the points. I can't be responsible. This is from BBC Radio Devon. Are we ready?
Mm-hmm. When it comes to navigation, can I point out that we're entering the Hoe that day? Competitors, please. Entering the Hoe that day from the big entrance.
Chris went straight away.
Oh.
Rihanna, no hands, please. Come
Sorry.
On. You know the rules by now.
Half went, half didn't.
Okay. More water, please. A little bit more water.
Are you getting warm water? That's not fair.
Normally the water is freezing cold.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Again.
Mm-hmm.
Entering the Hoe that day from the big entrance.
Next one. And let's go over to Five Live Breakfast. This morning.
Was that the same guy who told me that he'd put a grand on England to win?
Yeah.
He didn't seem that unhappy, did he?
No.
I think he was pulling my plonker.
You recognised his voice, didn't you? Your plonker's not easy to pull.
Just spit the water out. What's going on?
No, it's brilliant.
You just spit it out. Just do what you feel. If you're laughing. Chris does.
Yeah.
As you're about to see. More water.
Uh-oh.
Right, I'm ready for battle now. Let's do this.
Oh. Takes a couple to warm up, doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
Mm. I think he was pulling my plonker.
Your plonker's not easy to pull.
Little bit from Rihanna there. Okay, Rachel spotted this on Five Live's coverage of the football yesterday. Now, as you know, I'm not the biggest football fan, but sometimes it does get quite exciting.
And Johnson got his tackle in.
Oh dear.
Chris has gone.
Sorry, Rihanna. Just a wet leg,
I'm
Rihanna.
So going to get you.
That was a good one.
All right, come on.
That's why you shouldn't feel bad about spraying him.
She was going to hit me.
Right. I love that it all just fell out of my mouth because I opened it. I was too angry.
Hello, Zach, watching in bed in Leeds. Charlie says your job is the best. And also Eddie, 17, not doing human biology revision, but watching on the webcam. Hello. Ready?
Mm-hmm. And Johnson got his tackle in.
Spurt there from Rihanna.
Dribble.
Now, more water, please.
I want to see Johnson's tackle.
Yeah. Okay, good.
It's always good when Rihanna's here. It's awful.
Danny spotted this on the Croatia versus Ireland football commentary. You know what? Sometimes it's a lonely job being a commentator.
Today's sheet is already stained.
Chris! Straight over, Rihanna.
I don't mean to.
Today's sheet is already stained.
Why are you playing so nice today, Rihanna?
Because I didn't find that one.
Okay.
I just thought that was very
Immature.
Enough. Very
Absolutely
immature.
Fair enough. More water, please. Lots of.
Right. War. This is war.
Mm-hmm. Kieran in North Wales, 250 points for you. He spotted this on Hungry Sailors. What a show. Ready?
Between me and James, who's the best?
I would have to go for Dick.
Okay, we're warming up now.
Right, that was so unnecessary.
That was brilliant.
Cheryl Cole's in later.
That was a good one.
Right.
Look at Rihanna's. You can see Rihanna's trousers now if you watch on the website. They're wet.
It's a very exciting game.
The right leg, much, much worse.
Cheryl Cole's in later.
So? What difference does that make?
You've made my chair all wet.
I love that. Yeah, Cheryl Cole's in later. I've got to look nice. What does it matter?
Right, well.
Because she's clearly going to go for Chris.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
Sorry, no offence.
Yeah. No point. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Ready.
I would have to go for Dick, because even though he hasn't gone right up to the edge, that doesn't necessarily matter.
Okay, Sue, off of Thirsk, spotted this one on Dermot O'Leary's Radio 2 show. And listen out here for the name of the listener.
My three-year-old son, Samuel, is fixated with a DVD workout I have, which has a picture of a lady on the front with tape measure around her waist. He likes to put the DVD on, take all his clothes off, and measure his waist. That's vagina in... I'm so sorry, that's Virginia in Southend.
Virginia there.
Who's that, Dermot?
Dermot, yeah.
That's vagina in... I'm so sorry, that's Virginia in Southend.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Easy to read that name wrong. Okay. We've got more.
Okay.
Right.
Tam off of St Andrews, thank you for your innuendo bingo. This was heard on BBC Breakfast out of the mouth of Bill Turnbull. Here we go.
It's just exhausting watching
Six
her.
Crikey. I've got a sack.
Oh, Anna's gone. Chris has gone also. That was a good one.
I've got a sack.
Thank you, Bill. this game is fun, isn't it?
Yeah, do you want to top up?
Yes, please.
Oh, it's my favourite show next.
Thank you.
Got Cook's Chinese.
Oh, no.
Is this made in China? Is that what it's called?
No, it's called Got Cook's Chinese, Rihanna. What are you on about?
It's a TV show.
Okay.
Made in China? Is that like Made in Chelsea?
Yeah.
I swear it's called Made in China. I thought it was a clever pun, but maybe not.
It's not called that. Anyway, Neil in Clacton-on-Sea. I have no idea what he's on about.
Okay.
Water, please.
Mm-hmm. Spoon in your yummy rice mixture and fold it any way you wish.
Some people like really big parcels. I prefer mine a little bit smaller.
Rihanna's gone.
Some people like really big parcels. I prefer mine a little bit smaller.
Just spit that up my own nose.
I know, that was nice.
How does that happen?
We caught that on the camera there, like that did come out of your nose. Oh. Chris has held.
Oh my god!
Chris held it and, like, and then decided to spit it out.
That was deliberate!
No, it wasn't.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh my god, I'm drenched!
Look at that. If you're watching the website now, look at the state of that.
So
that
impressed.
Does not look like an. Not more, Chris. That doesn't look like an accident, does it? That looks like you've had a.
That looks like an accident on my behalf.
Oh, on your behalf, yeah.
Look at the state of that.
Look at the state of it. Right, okay.
I can't.
Pete in Cumbria heard Adrian Charles on the football last night. More water, please.
Oh. Who did you say was coming in?
It's always fun with you,
Sean Cole. So, Pete in Cumbria heard Adrian on the football say this, and this was the highlight of Adrian's night last night.
England players with their peckers up. Good to see.
Yes, Chris.
I'm not taking that.
I have to take it from you.
Right, and that is what's going on? That's the end. It's the end of the game. Rihanna is absolutely soaking more than anyone I've seen play the game so far. Stop tipping water over from the bottle.
My God.
Oh, right. We need to turn the cameras off now.
I'm sorry.
She's got wet knickers.
Okay,
good.
Oh, my goodness.
So, do it again. No.
I'm so disappointed with you, Chris.
The other leg needs some more.
Don't encourage him.
The other leg, look, it's
not.
No, right, stop this now. This is getting out of hand. Getting out of hand. Thank you, Rihanna, for coming in. That was Innuendo Bingo. Let me know how you did on 81199.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Can we check if Rihanna's all right? Because we were desperately trying to go, thanks, Rihanna. And she was going, no, not thanks. No, not thanks. And then you tried to high-five her.
She wouldn't high-five me.
No, not high-five. And then she ran off.
I might buy her flowers or something.
She's girls, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just go over it. Give her 5 minutes.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I have 13 Polish zloty, if anyone wants them.
I'll have them.
What are you going to do with them?
Well, I don't know.
Next time you go to Poland.
How much is that worth?
I think that is about... I think it's about £5 to £1.
Right.
So, less than £3. If anyone wants them, let me know. It's all in change as well. There's no notes.
You can give them out instead of Scott Mills points.
What? You can win 2 Polish zlotys.
Yeah, let's do that later.
Well, I don't know what else to do with them, and they won't take them. They only take notes.
Right.
So I can't change them back. So, yeah, 24 I've got, but it will be in change. And they're mostly ones and twos, so it looks like a lot, even though it's really not.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Good news, everyone. Big news. You can hear me talk to Nicki Minaj on this show tomorrow. Now all the fans will be on going, oh God, Nicki Minaj at Radio 1 tomorrow. Let's all go down there. Don't, because she won't be here. It's an interview that I recorded a while back. So if maybe you're on study leave at the moment, maybe you're off school, do not come to the Radio 1 studios tomorrow. Do not come. Nicki Minaj will not be here. It'll just be you stood there with some security men and some crash barriers and no one else. So hear me talk to Nicki Minaj on this show tomorrow. It was that long ago, this interview, that we don't even mention that she's on at the Hackney Weekend because she wasn't booked. All I remember is that the interview got a bit weird because I think it was when I was doing the Chris Moyles show.
I remember this. Yeah, I was there. She was like 15 hours late.
She was. So it was about midnight by the time she'd arrived. I'd been up at like, you know, quite early, 5. So the questions are all sorts of weird. So bear that in mind. When you hear me speak to Nicki Minaj tomorrow, I ask her the strangest questions, to which a lot of them she just replies,
oh.
Do you remember you got really annoyed at me because I was eating food?
Yes.
Someone told me there was, in the canteen where we were, there was a tab for Minaj. So I had to go take advantage of that. I wasn't even hungry, really. But I went and got sausage, beans and chips, and you had a right go at me.
Well, yes. Like, do not, even though she's rich and, like, one of the biggest superstars in the world, do not use her tab. That is really cheap. Oh, yeah, I'm with Nicki Minaj.
It works.
Seriously, really tacky. And don't eat sausage and chips and beans in the presence of a massive superstar. They don't
I don't
like
see why not.
No, I don't want you sat there in the corner while I'm interviewing Nicki Minaj with you shoveling sausage into your mouth with a plastic fork.
I think you suck up to these superstars too much.
I don't agree.
I think a dose of reality every now and then. I was eating chips and beans. I wasn't doing anything that bad.
I don't want you to be eating chips and beans in the corner, which you were, so they asked you to move. I think that's perfectly acceptable. And also, she paid for the chips and beans anyway. Yeah. Kind of.
On tab menage.
Yeah. It was her car behind the behind the bar, behind the canteen bar.
Does she get sent a receipt for that then? Because no one else was really taking advantage.
No.
So I went down and took everything.
When she gets the receipt, it'll just be like, oh, somebody had sausage, chips and beans.
Yeah.
Nothing else on there.
She might have liked a nibble, and you didn't. You didn't let me offer. You made me eat them before.
Right. No, I wasn't having
so
either.
Embarrassed of me, man. It was sausage and beans.
So tomorrow, hear the weird chat with Nicki Minaj on this show. What time should we put that on, one that doesn't speak? Let's just decide now. 1:30. So that's after 1:30 tomorrow afternoon on Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
There's someone very close to me who may have bought a new shirt just because Cheryl Cole is coming in today.
Right.
Purchased a new shirt, especially because of Cheryl coming into Greg James's show later. I wonder who that could be.
Are you mates with her? How are we going to play this out?
In what way?
Well, Cheryl, like, as a bloke.
What do you want to know?
I don't know, really.
As a bloke, what?
Well, it's like, as my mate was saying in the pub last night, opportunities like this are rare.
Right, so because you've got a new shirt on.
Let's think
this through, okay? This is why I don't understand you sometimes. Because you've got a new shirt on and you've musked up, she's going to think, oh, I fancy a bit of that.
No.
And that's going to be on.
No.
Is that what it is?
No.
Well, what is it then? Why would you go to that effort? It's not going to happen.
No, I'm not saying no.
It's like when blokes go, Kelly Brook's back on the market. Yeah, but I'm not being funny. It's not going to be you, is it?
No.
Same. I don't understand what you're trying to achieve.
No,
I
don't want to achieve anything. Right. It's just
awkwardness.
A lot of my friends would like to meet Cheryl Cole.
Sure.
So I feel like being here, I have to represent them to a certain extent.
Right. Okay. So off air then, and you were just going, so how are we going to play this out? Well, normally what would happen is a guest will come into the Radio 1 building. I say hello. Sometimes we have a little, like maybe just a small kiss if it's a girl or a boy. And a handshake sometimes, maybe a small hug. We say hello. Then I go, this is Chris.
This is
the one that doesn't speak.
Yeah. And then I'll shake her hand.
That's it. Cool. Is that all you want?
Yeah.
Sure. I just can't quite work out what you want from this.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Coming next. The office at Radio 1 today was interesting. You're making a lot of calls, weren't you, Chris?
Yes, I was busy.
Now, if you remember a while ago, we were going to buy some gifts for celebrities to celebrate, their birthday or their wedding or their engagement or whatever, just to see if we get a thank you letter back from that celebrity. We did this a few years ago and we only got one reply back. So we decided to do this and kind of target quite a lot of people this time to see if they will send us a thank you, because that would be nice. And we also decided that we're going to send them all the same thing, which is what?
Nudie pens.
You know those pens? Where, you turn them upside down and the clothes fall off. Now, Chris has spent most of the morning on the phone to various shops trying to find where we can buy a job lot of them. And the calls were so funny, I actually had to record them for you. So, what Chris did this morning, coming next.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So, Chris is making these calls earlier. We want to send some presents to celebrities for their birthdays or any events they've got coming up to see if we get a thank you letter back. And we're sending them all nudie pens, but you try and find some nudie pens. They're quite hard to find, aren't they?
Really difficult.
So, you were in the office earlier. I had to start recording these because it was just funny. But obviously, because I'm in the office with Chris, you can only hear Chris's side of the conversation. I would have loved to have heard what they were saying on the other end. So here's one I recorded earlier. Chris on the search for our presents for celebrities. We need the nudie pens.
Hello, is that Staples? Hello there. You sell pens, don't you? I'm looking for a particular type of pen. I'm not sure if you would have it. They're the pens where you turn them upside down, and the lady's clothes fall off. Do you know where I can find them? Or all right, thanks for your help. Cheers and bye.
It was my favourite, the way you were trying to describe them each time.
It's really difficult.
It's quite hard. Let me play another one. You were doing this for a while, weren't you?
Mm.
I really want to hear what they're saying.
Hi, it's Aaron Summers. I'm just wondering, do you sell nudie pens? Do you sell nudie pens? You don't. You've got mugs where the underwear disappears. No, I just need the pens. Do you know where I can get hold of a nudie pen or Soho?
Okay, I'll try there then, folks.
I can't believe they didn't have them.
Oh, no, well, they said they've got the ones where the underwear falls off.
Yeah, they were like mugs.
Yeah, they've got
and when
mugs.
When you fill it with coffee.
So why would you not... Oh, yeah, I've got... I used to have one of those. But why would you not have pens, you know? It's a fair question.
Yeah.
Some of the shops, I don't quite understand why you called, but I... Well, listen to this one.
Hello, is that B&Q? You sell a lot of stuff for men, don't you? Do you sell pens? Pens, like, ink pens. I'm just, yeah, I'm looking for a manly pen. You don't sell the, those tip and strip nudie pens? No. Okay. All right, then. No worries. Cheers, then. Bye.
I've never heard it called tip and strip.
I don't know where that came from. It just sort of...
Did you make that up?
Well, yeah, because it's difficult to explain the function.
But it's a good description, tip and strip, exactly what they do.
Sort of popped into my mind.
This is one of my favourites.
Hi, is that Marks and Spencer's?
Hello there. I'm looking to buy a pen. Yeah, you know the ones where the you turn them upside down, the ladies' clothes fall off? I want a nudie pen. But not just any nudie pen. One of your nudie pens, yeah.
That's clever, that. Why did you ring them? They have clothes that my mum likes.
It was partly so I could do that joke. Kind of joke on them.
Yeah, sure.
But also, they were quite helpful, actually.
You thought you were getting somewhere with this one, didn't you? Listen.
Do you sell the pens? They've got, like, a picture on and then the ink falls down? I don't think it's menswear. No, the pens. No. You thought I said what? You put me through to menswear? Am I through to footwear? Sorry. I don't think this is going to be the right department. I've just been transferred to you. I'm looking for a pen, you know, where you can see the ladies' boobs. You know? No. No problem. Cheers and bye.
But you got passed through several different departments, including menswear and footwear.
Menswear, and then bizarrely transferred. They were like, footwear might have it, but I don't think they understood.
Right, you need to head to Blackpool, apparently. Anthony's been on, he lives there. There's nudie pens aplenty. Right, let me see another one I recorded here from the cause earlier.
Hello, is that the Salvation Army shop?
Hiya, I'm looking to buy some erotic stationery. I know it's a bit of a long shot. The you know those pens? They're like do not sell pens. Okay, no, I'll leave it then. All right, cheers then. Bye.
Were you running out of places to call at this point?
I thought.
Why would you call them?
Hello, well, is that the Salvation Army shop?
Out of anyone you could have called.
I thought the nudie pens might have been maybe a 90s thing, so I thought maybe charity shops might. They're really hard to get hold of. I'm not joking. Like,
you're not wrong. You were there all morning.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I've got a little impromptu show and tell for you now. Ooh. Here's something you'll like, Chris. And you will as well, listeners. You know how we used to do the game, the home and away game, where we would try and get a sing-along going in public places? It's a few months ago now.
Oh, that was so fun.
It was fun. So, if you don't remember this, we just wanted to get everyone singing, basically. This is us, me and Chris, in a post office. Picture the scene, it's really busy, loads of people queuing up. And we try and get the post office to sing along.
When it goes cashier 8, then you start. I'm just going to browse the forms.
Got the words.
You know we belong together.
That's it, yeah. If I said we go, I'm just going to stress out. I'd rather just...
Let's do it now.
Go.
You know we belong together. You and I forever and... ever, no matter where you are, you're my guiding star. And from the very first moment I saw you, I never felt such emotion. I'm walking on air. Just to know that you're there.
Everybody in the post office, hold me in your arms. Don't let me go. I want to stay forever.
Yes.
Closer each day.
ran away.
Well, there's one person that we got to sing along. We weren't ever very successful at getting anyone to sing.
No.
There's one or two stragglers, maybe, but generally no one did it en masse. We didn't get the whole place singing it.
Yeah.
Now, here's something that you'll like. This is on the internet at the moment. Here's some Ireland fans on a bus at the Euros, right? And also on the bus with the Ireland fans are some Croatia fans. Croatia fans are chanting, so the Ireland fans decide to try and drown them out. What do they sing? They don't go, Ireland, Ireland. They sing this.
No matter where you are, you're my guiding star. The first moment I saw you, I never felt such emotion.
Croatia fans are still giving it a go. I always wanted ours to sound like, and they never did.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Let's play the game.
Oh, what's occurring?
A chance to get some Scott Mills points. Let's do a quick round. You've got 10 points today if you get this right. Chris, I'd like you to play with one of our listeners today.
All right, then.
Up against you is Casey. Hey, Casey.
Hiya.
Where are you?
I'm in Southampton.
Whereabouts?
Near Whiteley.
Whiteley, like halfway up,
like
to kind of
Fareham.
I used to work there. That was where my first radio station was.
Yeah.
I used to get off the train at Swanwick.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's
near Swanwick.
That's quite near, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, been watching the football at all?
Yeah, I've been watching a couple of games.
In between revising?
In between, yeah, coursework and revising, yeah.
What's the coursework for?
Childcare course.
Are you doing a childcare course? So, what, are you 17, 18?
17.
Okay, cool. So, you saw a bit of the match last night?
Yes.
But you weren't listening to the 5 Live coverage, were you, on Radio 5 Live?
No.
Right, quick question. There's no points for this.
Okay.
Both of you, when England scored that goal last night on the 5 Live commentary, how many times did the commentator, Alan Green, say, goal? What do you think, Casey?
10.
Chris?
I'm going to go 5.
Shall we find out? Listen to this. From last night's 5 Live commentary, when the goal was scored.
Lescott, Welbeck and Terry are in there. There it goes, chance! Lescott puts England in front! Great delivery from the skipper and Lescott finds space. Lescott heads past Lloris. England 1, France 0.
Didn't say it once.
Oh.
There was not one goal in there, like 0 goals.
Is that it?
I know. I mean, he obviously alluded very much to the fact that it had got in, but the word goal was never said. I thought that was the law. Is that not the law in football? You have to say goal?
You don't have to, I guess, but you would have thought he would.
Okay. I'm doing this to highlight the difference between our commentators and the Spanish ones. Here's a question for you, and this will get you the 10 Scott Mills points if you get this right. You'll see where I'm going with this in just a second. Question. In the average Spanish league match, how many times does the Spanish commentator say, goal? Ooh. Casey?
7.
7 goals.
7, yes.
Our commentator had 0 last night.
That's a good guess. All right. I'm going to go 10.
So Casey says 7, Chris says 10.
How close do you have to be?
I think you have to be spot on for the points today. No leeway. Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
So here's Lionel Messi, but how many times does the commentator say, goal!
Assistència de Xavi, més que preta per Messi, 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 immens Messi, encara 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 Messi, gol, 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 gol,
That is brilliant.
He's great.
Wow. The answer was 42.
What?
So if you said 42, give yourself 10 Scott Mills points. Way off, Casey, I'm afraid. Sorry about that. All right, thanks for playing the game.
Thank you.
Love
bye.
You, bye. Let's hear that one more time.
Assistencia da Xavi, més capaeta per Messi, 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 immens Messi, encara 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 Messi, gol, 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 gol,
gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol,